We're continuing in our series in James, Be Doer of God's Word. And today we're in James 3, 13 through 18. I got a bite-sized chunk that even I should be able to get through today. So, all right. James 3, 13 through 18. My way or God's way? My way or God's way? Guys, have you ever had something that didn't quite work right? Actually, I just, my shoe here, if you look at the front of my shoe, it looks good as long as I'm standing on it, but as soon as the tongue comes off, and every time I take too big a step, it folds over, and I kind of do one of these, and I actually hadn't planned on starting with that, but I just, as I took a step over there, I kind of went, whoo, and... When we do things in our way, when we do things a way that it's the fall, the trip is coming, isn't it? When we move in our wisdom, in our truth, and don't seek God's wisdom, God's truth, the fall is coming. The trip is coming. I wanted to start out today with Proverbs 2, 1 and 2 to just give us a little idea here. This is a king writing to his sons, a leader writing to his sons about wisdom and blessing. And he's wanting his sons to have a great understanding of God's working in their lives. And he starts off in Proverbs 2, 1 and 2. He says, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding." And those are the two words that we're going to be looking at in detail today. Wisdom and understanding. If you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Guys, we have a world that is looking for wisdom. It's looking for understanding. It's looking for the things that matter. If you turn on any TV show in the morning, you're going to have a lot of experts giving you the wisdom on different ideas. You can turn on, it's not Kathy Lee and Regis anymore. Who is it now? Michael and Kelly. Thank you. You've got Michael and Kelly. You've got... Oprah's retired, isn't she? Oprah's retired, but you got Dr. Phil, you've got this person, you've got that person. You've got all kinds of people with things to say. Things to say. And there's a lot of people in the world that are listening and listening with ears, wanting to hear, wanting to find out, how do I get my life in order? How do I get this thing together? How do I figure this out? Searching to find knowledge and wisdom that will change their lives. Verse 6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones." Guys, when we walk in truth and in love, we do not walk alone. We have a God who is going before us, who is our protector and our shield. He is the one who makes the way straight. Now, I promise you, it will not be an easy path. It will not be an easy path. But here's what man tends to do. When things get difficult, we tend to do this, to brace ourselves, to prepare and charge through it and make it happen and do it the way we think it should be done and go forward. And James, as he's talking about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, he's saying that there's a better way. And he's taking from some of the sages of the Old Testament, some of the prophets of the Old Testament, and he's developing it, and he's going on it more. And he in James 3, 13 through 16, it says this: "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom." Who is wise? Who is wise? Knowledge in action. Who is knowledgeable in how they act? Who is knowledgeable in what they are doing? Not by what they have up here, but what comes out of them. Wisdom is just not it's just not information. Wisdom is what is coming out of us, what is coming out, and things that come out of us will do one of two things. They'll tear down or they'll build up. They'll tear down or they'll build up. Who is wise and understanding? Understanding means becoming the expert, knowing how things work, and how do we become more knowledgeable and more of an expert in what's going on? By doing and doing and doing again, by being consistent. Guys, if I take a book and I drop it, gravity says every single time it's going to fall down. And I pick it up again, and every single time it falls down. Gravity is, the laws of nature are consistent, aren't they? The laws of God are consistent. The spiritual laws are consistent. It's not, well, it might go this way, it might go that way. God knows, and kind of, God is consistent. He is a consistent God who does not change. He is unchanging. How he relates is changing. How he connects, how he does things. But who he is unchanging. He is consistent. And it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it how? By his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. We have a world that tends to put people like Dr. Phil and people who are the experts up on a pedestal. But if we put God where he belongs and we worship him the way he deserves to be worshiped, and we do it in humility, what does it mean that we do these things? Let him show it by his good life, deeds done in humility. The word that's being used there is referring to a meekness, a controlled strength. Controlled strength, and that we're moving forward in this controlled strength, and we're coming alongside people with truth and wisdom to build them up and to encourage them. Showing strength by blessing. And I want to ask you this, guys. The people in your lives, wives with your husbands, husbands with your wives, friends with friends, those of you who have coworkers that you're spending time with, if we were to ask them, man, define this person. Is this person, do you feel like this person is building? I want you to ask yourself, am I building up the people in my life? Am I speaking words of blessing into them, or am I tearing them down? I know sometimes as a parent, it's a real challenge, isn't it? To get the point across. And we want to do it. Why? Because we love our children. But what happens when, for the 477th time, they've made that bad choice? What's the option at that point? To discipline, to disciple, which comes from to teach. To equip, to train. And guys, we need to be building into each other's lives. We need to be building up as we seek wisdom and understanding, as we seek living out the wisdom in our lives in a way that builds and blesses. Controlled strength. Verse 14, but if, what's going to stop that? What's going to come against us building up the lives of other people? says it in verse 14, but if you harbor bitter envy, as I did a word study, I had a lot of different people, a lot of different ideas. One of the things that really stuck out to me is as a great, solid translation from that, from the original language, is it's meaning harsh, intense zeal. If you harbor this intense zeal of bitterness, that you're passionately bitter, that you're passionately offended, if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Now, the bitter envy is pretty self-evident, isn't it? You know, we're bitter, we're angry. Something has been done that's come against us, and we get bitter about it. We are hurt, and we respond out of our brokenness, out of our pain. But there's another thing that can get in the way, and that's selfish ambition. We want what we want. And sometimes we want it in spiritual things, in things at church, in things in our lives, in things in our marriage, in things at work. We have areas of our lives where we, you know what? We know what's best. But if I am aiming for what's best, and I'm this steamroller that's going forward no matter what the cost to get to my destination, and I'm going from point A to point B, and I'm going to be, because of my ambition, and it's selfish. It doesn't mean it's wrong ambition. It means it's selfish ambition, which means it might even be what God wants. But because I'm doing it in my way, in my strength, and in my time, now I become this bulldozer that's just crushing everything in front of me and knocking it down. And it's a good thing. But as we're trying to get this good thing, we're just, whoa, whoa, man. Have you ever noticed as a bulldozer moves forward, not only is it pushing the stuff in front, what's behind it? A mess. It's not perfectly cleaned up and everything. It's just this mess behind it. And when we're going in selfish ambition, which means my understanding of how it should be right now. Guys, do we do this? I know I have. Too many times I've gone forward in ways that I believed was the right way, a good way. But as I go forward, man, I want to do it my way. I want to do it in my understanding. And now you put these two together, bitter envy, which is this harsh zeal of hurt. So we've been hurt, and now we've got what we want to get accomplished. And what kind of, I mean, that's a double whammy, isn't it? So now there's the pain of what's been done to us, and we're charging forward despite the pain. But that pain is now making us more and more of a wrecking ball. And man, what happens? It's a mess. It's a mess behind us. And if we're not careful, and this becomes habitual, the people see the bulldozer coming, right? Yeah. And they start getting out of the way. Not out of respect, not out of compassion, but out of fear. And fearing man rather than fearing God. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. So guys, do not boast about it. Don't say, well, I'm right. My way is the right way. You don't boast about it. You don't boast about crushing people. Sorry for you. Have you ever heard the apology that's not an apology? Well, I'm sorry, but you deserved it. You had it coming. You know, don't boast about our brokenness. But then it also says, or deny the truth. All of us, guys, we all have blind spots in our lives. Every single person here has the sin that you're aware of. But you also have the sin, and I have the sin, that I'm not aware that it's a problem in my life. Now, sometimes other people, especially some people who are close to me, sometimes they see it. That's why we need to be in fellowship with one another. That's why we need to have these loving relationships where we can say, slow down, take a breath, pray. Take a moment. Brother, I know this is your passion, and it's a good passion. But in your desire to accomplish this, man, look behind you. Look at the wake. Is it of life and blessing and encouragement? Or is it of broken down and discouraged and just trying to survive? Look at the wake of the people in your lives. Guys, I want to encourage you. Have people in your lives that can speak the truth in love. That can help you with the blind spots. That can show some things. And when you're given, when you're shown an area of weakness, here's man's wisdom. Be defensive and give reason for it. What God has been just screaming in my ear is, no, stop, own it, pray about it, and move forward in godly wisdom. Ask for forgiveness where you need to ask for forgiveness, and move forward. As it's talking about this bitter envy and selfish ambition in our hearts, and it's saying, don't boast about it, don't deny it. Then it says in verse 15, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is three things: earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. So just in case we want to defend and we get three reasons. It's earthly. It's man's wisdom. You know what? It's saying don't act like you did before faith in Jesus Christ. Don't go to that same well. Don't respond to people in ways that are, I'm right and this is truth and here we go and you should know and here we are. Speak the truth in love. Speak the truth in love. Guys, what we say is not heard when we say it wrong. I promise you. What needs to be communicated doesn't get communicated when we say it in ways that just knock down. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven. Down God's wisdom. It's not God's wisdom. It's earthly. It's unspiritual. And then it takes it to not just man's wisdom and not just the things against God, but it's truly of the devil. It's lies from the pit of hell. So let's think about this. Man's wisdom. Remember, of the devil, how is Satan most strategic in our lives? Most successful in our lives? You've heard me say it before. He takes the truth and he twists it just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's a powerful lie. That is so powerful because now it looks so much like the truth. And you can even speak it and sound spiritual. You can sound like you know what you're talking about. Like you've got knowledge on something. And you're speaking with man's knowledge, but it's of the it's from the pit of hell. Yeah. Whew, it's kind of heavy, isn't it? Man, do you feel the weight of that? Do you feel the weight of sometimes when we're trying to do good things? And I want to do something good, and I've got a vision for it, and I've And you know what? God's taken too long. He's just taken too long. So we pull an Abraham, don't we? Abraham had the promise. Your children will be what? Like sands from the sea, like stars in the sky. You're going to be the father of many nations. But he can't have his first kid. He can't get one in the hopper. Right? He can't get the one. So what does he do? His wife's got some ideas. And so Abraham and his wife, what do they decide? We're going to do it our way. They bring on Hagar. They bring on another woman to... We've been having trouble around the world ever since, haven't we? People from the same father, now, still, all these thousands of years later, at war with each other. The Arab people and the Jewish people. Which brings to mind something. That when I go in my wisdom and in my way, not only does my sin impact me and those closest to me, my sin reaches out to places I never thought it would go. My destruction of my wisdom, of me moving forward, starts affecting people in ways, people I didn't even know. You know when you do something and somebody's hurt and they share with somebody else that it's hurt and the story keeps going? You ever play the game as a kid, telephone? You say one thing in the air and then the next person says what they hear and the next person says what they... And you get to the end. And this is just people sitting in a circle. And then the last person in the circle says what they thought and what they heard. And the first person says, I am the very model of a modern major general. I've influenced vegetable and animal and mineral. And the last person hears and they get the story and it's, I like vegetables early in the morning. The story has changed that when we step on people, the word goes out and it morphs and it grows and it takes on a life of its own. And half the story comes through and then it gets put together with this half the story and moves forward. And pretty soon we're playing telephone in a way that just, And the very things that we're doing are hurting people that we've never even met. Do you think Abraham, if he could look and see what's happened with the wars throughout that time till now for thousands of years, do you think he would, if he could take it back, he would? I'm going to trust God. Guys, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. You see, Satan wants to use us through his wisdom of the world. Satan wants to use us bringing his wisdom to the world. Verse 16. For where you have envy, the first one, and the second one, selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Guys, this is not talking, hear this, please. If you hear nothing else, hear this. This is not talking about bad people doing bad things. It's not about that. It's about good people, people who love Jesus, trying to move forward outside of the Spirit of God. That's what it's talking about. Having this moving forward either out of brokenness or moving forward because of that brokenness, out of I'm going to get through it. I'm going to power through. I'm going to make it right. There's another new Batman movie coming out. I think it's Superman versus Batman, and it's a new person playing Batman. So there's been Batman movies, Batman movies, Batman movies, Superman movies. All superheroes are on the rise. I love superheroes. I've been enjoying a lot of these movies. What is one thing that that so many people can relate to? It's about, we love the story about the everyday person who finds a way to make a difference. I mean, look at Batman, who uses his brokenness to then become the answer to the problem. And man's wisdom says we can be that difference. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. God can work through us to accomplish his goals. How does Jesus come alongside the woman who's been unfaithful to her husband, who's about to be killed by being stoned? What's that? He asks her for truth and he forgives her. He's got a group of men that are willing to stone her and kill her and hungry to. She's committed adultery. She's been caught in the act. She's there. And rather than proceeding with man's wisdom of the laws of the land, he stops and he says, "Let him without sin cast the first stone." Says, "Go and sin no more." Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great point. It's the whole truth, not just part of it. Thank you, Angel. You know, limbo is the hardest place to be, isn't it? That's right. Limbo is a hard place when we don't know what's happening, when we don't know how to move forward, when we don't know the way it's going to go. And that's when our faith takes over. We don't have the answers. We don't see a way through it that's right. And that's when we come and our faith becomes more alive than ever. And we become more dependent on Jesus than ever at those times if we're going to go forward in blessing. Because, Angel, what you can do there is you can get mad at the world and say, "You know what? It's not fair." And now everyone in front of you is your enemy. Every situation is against you. And you're a victim in everything. And that's no way to live, because we are more than conquerors in Christ. Yes. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so we need to move forward in the truth. And if his spirit is working through us, guess what? It's going to be not just the right thing, but the right thing done in the right way and the right timing with the right heart behind it. And now as we're moving forward, rather than brokenness, which leads to brokenness, hurt people who hurt people, now it's, man, now we're slow down, we're, God, I'm a mess here. I need your truth right here, right now. I see which way I want to go. I see which way I think it should go. I'm going to trust you in this time. I'm going to trust you right now. Earthly wisdom causes confusion and brokenness. And guys, there are experts everywhere, not just on TV. You need to be careful who you listen to. Please hear this. There are experts everywhere. And if you're moving forward in brokenness or selfish ambition, and you're speaking to people who have been broken and are moving forward in selfish ambition, they will give you not God's wisdom, they will give you earthly wisdom. And it will sound, because of the enemy's influence, it'll sound good. And there'll be a hint of logic and truth to it, but not enough. I was just talking with Glenn the other day, and one of the things he was talking about is with the golf shot. If you hit the golf shot and you're right on, you're going right towards the hole. If you're just a little bit off when you hit it, the further the shot is, the further off you are from the hole. Man, it doesn't take long before you're in the weeds, right? It doesn't take long before you're in the junk of life, the mess. Because we're just a little bit off. Got to be careful not to say, I'm going to get what I want, no matter what the cost. In the church, in marriage, at work, this will hurt the people around us. And then it goes in a different vein on a positive side in the last couple of verses, and I love it, guys. This is what I love about the Word of God, is it acknowledges the truth of the junk, gives us the understanding of what that means, and then doesn't leave us hanging. You know, so often we're getting back into the time of the year where we're starting to hear from a lot of politicians, aren't we? We'll hear a lot of people say, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. What about what's right? What about the way through it? Well, there's man's wisdom, which leads to more junk, and there's God's wisdom. And here it says this in verse 17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. First of all, pure. I'll read it through it, and then I'll go through it a little bit. Then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Notice it does not say raise self and have self-righteousness. But it raises a harvest, those around. When you're investing in the lives of others, the harvest is the blessing of the people that you're building into, in our families, in our church, where we work, in our communities. Are the people around you blessed? Does their countenance change when you enter the room? I was reading a book on leadership, and it was talking about, you know, so many people will lead, but as they're leading, turn around. Is anybody following? Or are people getting out of the way because you're coming? Take cover. We're not leading well if the people around us are in take cover mode. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. Think about that, guys. What is pure? It's where your heart is so where it should be. There's no selfish ambition. There's no brokenness behind. There's no, I'm doing this. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You help me out, right? We're here for each other. It's pure. It's one of the pictures that as I was reading the different definitions and different wording that came from this word pure, the best picture I had as I put it into a picture of my life is there's been a number of times, but there was a situation where Thomas was trying to swim from one end of the pool to the other. He went down. And everything inside of me, he was little at the time, everything inside of me was to accomplish a task with the right heart behind it. I had clothes on. They needed to get wet. I had shoes on. It didn't matter. There was one thing that needed to be accomplished. Save my son. Why? Because I love him. That's the wording that's used here for pure. Of the right motive. Going to accomplish the task. Never forget when I brought him out, he was smiling. He couldn't swim. He was at the bottom of the pool. I popped him up. He had a smile on his face. I was freaked out. Ah! He was okay. Whew. Man. It was like, I knew you were coming, Dad. I didn't even see him go down. I just noticed I didn't see him. And saw the shadow at the bottom of the pool. You have to get it done. You have to do it. And it's a pure, there's a love, there's a need, there's something moving forward. And when we bring that into how God is moving, now we've got the spiritual blessing of God speaking in and through us to accomplish the task. So guys, if it's pure, it's also then peace-loving. Loving peace, loving blessing. Are the people around you cringing? Guys, are we speaking in ways that our children are fearful? That our wives are discouraged? Or are we speaking in ways that are building up and uplifting? Because I know with the many times that I've blown it, you got to go back and say, I'm sorry. That's part of being the head of the home. It's part of speaking life into it. Peace loving. Considerate. What's considerate? Able to listen. Consider of what they're going through. Hearing. Have you ever, it's the opposite of they're talking and I'm waiting till they finish talking so I can speak. And so it's the breath. Here's my opinion. All we were hearing was the sound because we were waiting to get our opinion through because ours is the one that matters, right? Man, this is the one. This will solve the problem. I know it. Able to listen, considerate, submissive, willing to change my life, willing to do something different. I'm willing to, guys, when we hear from God, what are we saying? Forgive me, God. And in humility, we submit ourselves to God's truth in his love. Change me. I don't want to be like that anymore. I don't want to hurt those people anymore. I want to build up, not tear down. Lord, change me. Full of mercy. What's mercy, guys? Remember? Mercy is not giving what is deserved. God doesn't give us what we deserve. He has mercy on us. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what we do deserve. We have a merciful God, guys. Every single person in this room deserves destruction, deserves to be separated from God. God is holy, we are not. But because of Jesus Christ on the cross, he has made a way and offered to us his life in place of our death. And it's a gift that we can't earn, we can only receive. We need to give that away. Are we looking to give it away? Are you looking to find areas to be merciful to the people in your lives? It's tough. Because sometimes those old agendas start creeping in, don't they? Full of mercy and good fruit. Man, we're just able to give away, and the people are blessed and full and thankful. Impartial. We don't give it to some and not to others. This person scratched my back. You didn't do such a good job, Scratch. I still got this itch back here. What do you want? Right? First here, then here. No, we're not impartial. We're not willing to do something for others because they can do something for us. That's the wisdom of the world. That's the wisdom of man, which says, become successful and this is the way you do it. No. No. Then it says sincere. We don't wear masks. Guys, this is a word. This is an easy one to go past in this list. Sincere. You guys know me as Pastor Matthew. I have times where I don't look pastoral in my life. Where I just don't. There's times where I want what I want, and I'm moving forward. And it creates a problem. Because we need to stop at those moments and pray hard. When we've crushed, we need to go back and bring blessing. I mean, I think about people who, putting myself on the receiving end of the blessing, people who have hurt me and then come back and apologized. And do you know how blessed, think about those people who have done that in your life. And what, not only is there a blessing there, there's a now, we're closer. We're closer. It's like the dad who's too hard on his son and refuses to say I was wrong, and the distance between them gets wider and wider and wider. All that's needed is, son, I'm sorry. I saw what I was trying to do and it was for your blessing, but you know what? I just blew it. How I came across. I love you, and my heart was there, but I was responding out of my own brokenness. Please forgive me. Whew. Now we're back. With friends, with spouses, with children, with people at work. Whew. Last verse, verse 18. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Now listen to this. Peacemakers who sow in what? Okay. How important is peace in this sentence? So you're a peacemaker, but you're a peacemaker who sows in what you are. In who you're giving Christ in us as the peacemaker, right? And you're giving Christ away. And it blesses. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Guys, what we want to see is harvests of righteousness. Because guess what happens when it's righteousness? It's not self. Righteousness is God's righteousness, not self-righteousness. Righteousness is self getting out of the way. So righteousness is Christ now loving, living, and doing through us and blessing and molding and changing the lives around us. And guys, it is so exciting. It is so exciting when we see that. I want to ask you this, and I want you guys to be thinking about this today and answering this question, not now, but later today, after you've had some time to chew on it and think about it. Where have I allowed myself to be the bulldozer? Where have I moved forward in ways that weren't necessarily wrong? Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. That's not the issue. The issue is, did you move forward in a way that you were the bulldozer or you were the peacemaker, moving forward in peace and love? And guys, I want to just encourage you to think about this. The greatest opportunity for the enemy to get in is for us to become the bulldozer after we've been what? Bulldozed. Right? When you've been run over, guess what is in danger of happening? You get up, and now you become the very thing that crushed you. Right? The very thing that hurt, now you turn around and you do that, and it's almost like the self, you're trying to protect yourself. You're trying to keep the, you're trying to, so it doesn't happen again. It was too painful. But peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Peacemakers mean when we get bulldozed, we stop and we're not on the hunt for justice. I love justice. I love justice. I love it when the bad guy gets it. And when he really, really, really gets it, and it takes a long time for him to die, and it's painful, and it's like, yeah, baby, bring it on. I like that. Not only did he get it in the end, but he felt it in the end. We love justice. But as believers in Christ, what do we need to love? Mercy, peace, blessing, forgiveness. You see, the gospel's real. It's not a story that we talk about on Sunday. The gospel is real. And because it's real, it changes our lives. And now when we've been bulldozed, we bring peace and love back. Now when we've been hurt, we don't hurt back. The gospel is real. So now when we're hurt, we be hurt for a while. We cry for a while. We be in our brokenness for a while. God's patient. It's okay. And we pray, God, I'm just so angry at this. Acknowledge in truth to God. Don't, oh God, everything's, God knows you're a mess. Admit it. You're not fooling him and you're not being more spiritual by lying to God. Be like the Psalms. My God, why have you forsaken me? Where are you? Why have you hidden your face from me? Why is this happening? Angel, right? I don't get it. Acknowledge the truth. It seems like at every turn it's going wrong. And then like as in the song, but God, you're greater than this. I'm going to grab on with both hands. You're all I've got. You're the only thing that matters. You're the only thing that's going to get me through this hole. I want to respond this way. I'm going to stop. I'm going to pray. I'm going to grab onto you. God, please. I need you here. We need you here. And now we're starting to reach out. Now God is starting to soften. Now God is, we've been truthful with God with how we feel. If we're not truthful with God, We're going to start fooling ourselves pretty soon. It's sad when you're in a place where you're trying to fool others. It's really sad when you're in a place where you're fooling yourself. Right? We've been there, haven't we? Yeah. And we're holding on. God, you are holy. You are good. Let me love. And we're peace. We become that, healed by the Spirit of God moving in us. And the peacemaker that is Christ in us now is awakened. Now we are receiving Jesus and not Matthew's anger, Matthew's hurt, Matthew's brokenness. And now we have something to reach out with, which is the love and the truth of Christ. We're still reaching out with truth. We're wise how we reach out, but we're loving, we're peaceful, and we're building. We've learned a lesson. But the greatest lesson we've learned is not how to be careful. The greatest lesson we've learned is God is great. And he heals even me. Even here. Even now. Let's pray. God, we need you so desperately. Man. I just pray that your Holy Spirit was heard, Lord. That I was not. Father, I ask that you would, you not only take these words from my mouth and bless others, but I would receive them myself. Lord, we all need this so much. We need you. We need your healing work in our lives. We need the gospel to not be something we talk about. We need the gospel to be what we eat on, what we feed on, what we breathe. What is a part of us? Lord, I pray that we would hunger and thirst for your word. That we would hunger and thirst for the things that are unlike anything this world has to offer. We would hunger and thirst for you, God. For your truth, for your love, for your blessing. Father, thankful that you are so patient with us. Father, when we blow it, you still show us mercy and grace. Father, we are so quick to receive it and slow to give it. May we give it quickly. Lord, I pray for our brokenness, Lord, that it would be made whole in you. Lord, we're called to trust you and love you. We're called to love the people around us because we'll break and blow it for each other. But Lord, I pray that more and more this body, this family, would continue to grow and reach out this kind of way, not only with each other, but more and more in this community, to the brokenness in this community, that we would find new ways to reach out, not in justice, not in our ideas, but to reach out through your Holy Spirit leading us to bring blessing, Jesus Christ, to those around us. Give us your vision, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for using even us. These broken vessels that you make whole to do your work. Father, thank you for what you've done and what you will do. We are grateful. We are humbled. Lord, I pray that there would be a new awakening of humility in this family. Humble us, God. Thank you for humbling us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys.